Hi, my name is Ningley Lawford. I'm with the Adelaide Festival this year doing a show called The Secret River, which is based on a book by Kate Randall and adapted for stage by Andrew Bevel. And it's being produced by the State Theatre and Sydney Theatre Company. And we're lucky to be part of the Adelaide Fest this year.
Yeah, that's right. We're very excited to have you here in Adelaide. Now, the show's actually been on in Sydney, as you said, a couple of times, but it's the first time in Adelaide. Can you tell me what's different about this Adelaide production?
We have a lot of new crew this year. This show's been done three times already.
Yeah.
I was privileged to join the cast in the second production. So with that second production, we've toured Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne. And this one, we're just coming here to Adelaide. I think it's a great show because we've got a lot of local Adelaide mob in it, a lot of Indigenous people like Uncle Steve Goldsmith and Natasha Wanganeen and some young up-and-coming actors that are in it as well. We also, I think what's great about this is Neil Armfield is also directing, who's the director of the show, is directing the Adelaide Festival along with Rachel Healy. But also Andrew Bevel, who adapted the stage production, is an Adelaide boy. So I think Adelaide wins all around.
Should have started in Adelaide.
Yeah, true. It should have, eh? But it's great. It's great to come back after many years away, being from, me being away from Adelaide. And I think this is my third festival. I've been here years ago. Did quite a few shows here. But it's great to come back to the Adelaide Festival. And what else? You know, Adelaide Festival is one of the most fantastic festivals I've ever been part of.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great to be in town when it's happening, that's for sure. And I guess another big thing about the Adelaide production is it's being done in a quarry. How will that work?
It is, and that's the one thing. It's a first for Adelaide, because it's been done outdoors, and we're doing it up in the Tea Tree Gully. It's at the Ainsty Hill Quarry, which is a fantastic location. And we've been up there at the moment teching. And it's just a beautiful area to be in, and doing it outside, the story outside is amazing, and we're loving the space, and it makes us feel really small, actually. We're privileged to be in your country, and in Ghana country, and in Ngarrindjeri country, and to be here, you know, it's fantastic. We feel really, really privileged, yes.
Yeah. Now, I haven't caught up with the... since Kate Grenville's original book came out, there's been a TV series and obviously the really good run of your play. But I know the book had very much a strong European perspective, and I understand the play's been really adapted from that original book so that the Aboriginal perspective is in there. Can you tell us a bit about how that works now?
It's so much more different this time around. I mean, I was quite involved in the TV series myself. But with this production, it literally just speaks of the two groups of people that live on the Hawke's Bay. It talks about the Thornhills and the people that live along the Hawke's Bay, the other community, you might as well say, people that live on the river, and then their interaction with the Indigenous people. And so it talks about a lot of our issues. And I play, my character is Dirumban, which is the traditional name, Dirumban actually, which is the traditional name in Darug for the river. And I narrate the whole beginning and the end and the, you know, the where it catapults into what you might say a massacre. So the stories blend from two groups of people, the Indigenous people and the non-Indigenous people, and how they try to find a middle ground to become friends, and then circumstances just push them to the different direction. So it's quite a hard story for me to tell, and having to tell it from the beginning to the end, it's so emotional, but it's a story that should be told. Australia was founded on massacres, you know, and this story is not only of the Darug people. We pay homage to the Darug people, but this is our story. This is Australia's story. This is all the Aboriginal people's story. It's all sort of rolled in one, and I'm, as much as it hurts us of what the consequences are, we have to tell that so we can debate, we can talk, we can start conversations and start healing, to me. So that's what my perspective of the play is anyway. But you know, it's an amazing story, and I'm hoping a lot of people will come along and see this.
I mean, it is a really vivid, the book at least, a really vivid retelling of Australian history, but in the case of the book, obviously turned into fiction, and in the play, given a dramatic treatment. Do you think that as a play,
there's a lot of you know, this is in the fiction, but it's also fact as well. So, and you know, the fact is, like I said before, massacres are not new to us in this country. As much as people tend to think that there wasn't any massacres, there was massacres. You know, so we have to respect and we have to understand it, and if we understand our past, we need to move on to our future. With all that in mind, we have to learn to teach our kids that Australia did have a, you know, a black history.
And it is an emotional story and a powerful story. Like, what sort of reactions are you hearing from audiences, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, afterwards?
Both. You know, we get... I have had so many people come up to me after the show and just in tears, and people are just bawling their eyes out, and, you know, saying to me, you know, let's talk about our situation, let's talk about our country, let's talk about our problems, let's try and find a solution. So I feel privileged to be able to be part of this conversation making, you might as well say, or this talking and this avenue that we can start talking to each other. I don't think none of us people really understand what goes on between us mob and them mob, you might as well say, but we have to start talking somewhere. And conversation always is the start of everything.
Yep. Going on to the production a bit more, you know the play well, but now you're doing it in a quarry. Can you tell me a little bit about how the whole crew is wrangling that to make that work for the audience?
We're trying to make it as easy as possible, especially with exits and entries. It's quite technical, hence we do such a long and rigorous technical run. We make sure that everybody is safe. That's our first priority. I think that's anybody's first priority, that everybody is safe and going to go to where they need to go. So technically, for us, we have to really be careful and how we, you know, we don't have any injuries or we don't have any, you know, technical problems. We've got to put up with all the natural elements, I suppose. We've got to put up with the cold. We've got to put up with the heat. And we've got to put up with rain if it does rain. So, you know, let's just hope that nature's going to be kind to us while we're up there.